Let's do it.
Oh, yes. Oh, we're crazy. And we're back in town. Oh, it's Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Radio Show.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. Fresh back myself from Salt Lake City, where I attended a technical conference called Novell's Brainshare. So, I don't know. I'm still bug-eyed from all that technical content.
And how much of your brain did you share?
Oh, as much as I could. Actually, there were a lot of people a lot smarter than me there.
It was, okay. Well, that brain. Okay.
No. Not the usual one that I follow around when I travel.
No, you're going to use that quite on your birthday weekend down in Bellows Falls, Vermont.
Oh, definitely. We're looking forward to being traveling.
Mid-June.
And actually, speaking of that kind of travel, speaking of really exciting travel, we have a very special guest on the line with us at the moment. One of my truly best friends in Montreal, Judith Ritter. Welcome to Travel World.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And you're back from Salt Lake, and what good Mexican food there is there.
Actually, you're right.
Who would have thunk?
Well, in addition to the Mexican food that is there, and it's delicious, it's the land of the meatball and the chicken wing. Because I couldn't get a good steak out there. No, they're not good at that.
No, when it comes to travel nowadays, a lot of people are worried about security and about going too far away from home or sticking closer to destinations in the United States and Canada. There are ways to feel safe and have a bit of adventure, and that's why Judith Ritter is with us today. She took a short trip to Orlando a little while ago, and she thinks that might just be the ticket for a few of our listeners. And it's not just the Orlando of Mickey Mouse that Judith saw, so it's not a Mickey Mouse town completely.
Well, Mickey is certainly there, but Orlando's gotten a bit more exciting for people who aren't enamored of Mickey so much. The weather, of course, is great. You know, between October and May, it's 70 to 80, and I went there. It was pretty cold here in the North Country. But they have things like a Shakespeare Festival. There's a museum that has a collection of Lewis Comfort Tiffany, who was the person, of course, who designed all those stained glass lamps. Mm. Lots of shopping outlet stores, probably the best. One is called Orlando Premium Outlets. And so there's that, of course. And I have to say, honestly, I did do a little Disney. I did.
Uh-huh.
What I did was I went to MGM. I hadn't been there. That's a Disney theme park and a real movie studio. So you get to see some TV shows and movies made. We didn't do that. I was with my adult daughter and her adult friend, and they headed right toward, I don't know, have you heard of the Rock and Roller?
The Rock and Roller. I was waiting for you to go have some adult fun, but that's
well, they were 21, but they went off to this roller coaster, and my daughter Devorah said this is the best roller coaster she'd ever been on. I don't know if you're big fans of roller coasters, but
I am. Actually, the last time I heard Stephen going on a roller coaster, his one comment, it goes around this thing.
Well, for these young people, best meant lurchingly fast. I didn't go on it, but how does this sound? 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds.
Sounds like my gremlin.
You wish.
Yeah, I know.
I sat and watched them corkscrew around through a kind of fake LA scene, and actually they were going as fast as OJ in that car on the highway to a screamingly loud soundtrack of Aerosmith. They did drag me to something called the Tower of Terror, which is...
You went to the Tower of Terror?
Have you heard of this?
The name of it.
Well, I'm telling you, they dragged me there. It's this mock-up of a supposedly old haunted Hollywood hotel in the 30s. And you enter into what looks like the boiler room of the hotel, and then this elevator doors open up. And they load you in, and you go up to the 13th floor, and it's really dark, and you're all crammed in there. And then all of a sudden, the elevator plunges 13 floors. Like it's a lose lunch plunge.
Without the whale watching.
So then, I mean, I thought, that's it. Good, it's over. But they go back up and down 7 times. It was terrifyingly pukey, actually.
Ooh.
But I mean, it's a very, very popular ride.
I imagine so.
I did a couple of other Disney things, but then I want to get on to tell you about some of the really unusual stuff. I went to the last show of the Frontierland Saloon.
Okay. Mm.
That saloon has those swinging doors, and they used to have a can-can show. Well, all that was left when we went was the saloon review with cowboy music and a joke show, and we all sang Pecos Bill and Home on the Range and one-liners from vaudeville days. And, of course, I walked on Main Street, the Lost American Dream, early in the morning. But what I wanted to tell you about is this place called Arabian Nights. Mm. It's billed as dinner theater, but the show is all about horses. It's equestrian theater. I had no idea what to imagine. And you go into some kind of great hall, and, of course, there's every kind of horse image in straw, china, porcelain, horse pillows, horse T-shirts, belly dancers on a long bar, a sultan in a turban and robes appears and guides us into some kind of stadium. And this stadium, it's indoors, and it has seats going all around it with tables in front of the seats to put drink and food on. That's the dinner part. And the whole floor made of cedar chips. And there, in the mist, and they had pumped mist all across the stadium, are the most beautiful horses in the world. In each corner, a quarter horse, and then this fine-faced Arabian horse, 2,000-pound Belgian draft horse. And the show has 60 horses. This was started by a man, independently wealthy fellow, who has a passion for fine horses. This place holds 1,200 people, and it's a kind of homage to horses, 13 breeds, Appaloosas to Andalusians. And then there's a show, and it's all with great reverence. Now, if you can try to imagine this, it's not rodeo, it's not Broadway. 2 hours of horse-based scenes, trick riders. For example, a young man named Ricky Suarez, who comes from a long line of trick riders from Mexico. He rides out bare-chested. He does these backwards, full-twist somersaults on his gorgeous horses. And even if you're not a horse fan, I don't know if you guys are riders or not. We never actually talked about that.
I've actually never, I've done a bit of pony riding myself, but...
But this is magnificent. There were demonstrations of Roman riding, bareback riding. Now, some of the acts, to be honest, are strictly showbiz.
Lady Godiva.
Like that, only clothed, because it's family.
Oh, too bad.
Family entertainment.
I was looking forward to the other kind.
But there was a Guinevere and Lancelot show, and cowboys, and of course, native people, i.e. Indians. There were chariot rides. Now, I have to give them credit for this because there are kids there and people who really like popular entertainment. Lots of costumes, lots of light. But even if the Hollywood production part isn't your cup of tea, you get to see 60 of the world's most beautiful horses. You hear the thunder of their hooves. It really was exciting.
Sounds great. And we're going to talk more about some of the exciting things in Orlando when we come back after the break here on the Travel World Radio Show with Judith Ritter, coming to you across America via satellite on Cab Radio and on the new AM 990, the WXCT Exact Radio, exactly Hartford's newest news talk leader.
Stay tuned following the break. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite.
Hi, Montreal. Guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Children are our most precious citizens, our joy, and our future. Hi, this is Patty Rowland. In 1996, 9-year-old Amber Hagerman was playing near her home when she was abducted and later found murdered. When a child disappears under suspicious circumstances, it doesn't affect just the family, it affects all of us. The Connecticut Amber Plan is designed to quickly alert citizens of a non-family abduction and enlist them in the search efforts. An Amber Alert is activated by utilizing the Emergency Alert System, getting information out quickly through broadcast stations across Connecticut. Because of the small size of our state and the likelihood of a suspect fleeing our borders in a short amount of time, it is essential to send critical information to you in a timely manner. The Connecticut Amber Plan, designed to quickly alert our citizens of a non-family abduction and enlist them in the search efforts. Hopefully, we will never need to activate Connecticut's Amber Plan, but this station has put it in place to protect the future of our children.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
And we are indeed back in town. Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford back with you on the Travel World Radio Show.
And speaking today with Judith Ritter, one of our regular Travel World correspondents, and talking about things other than Disney going on in Orlando.
Yeah, this, and as I was saying, I love, there is a lot of great Disney stuff, but boy, there are such surprises there. For example, we were talking about chicken and wings in Salt Lake a minute ago. You mentioned that, but
yeah.
I sort of expected that Orlando would be pretty much fast food, maybe a variety of fast food, but that type of thing, chains and so forth. Well, I went to a restaurant called Coquina, and that's at the Hyatt Grand Cypress, which I want to tell you about afterwards because I stayed there too. And they said they have a great brunch, and honestly, I'm not a big brunch fan. I wasn't so excited, but there is no word for this spread that they lay out. First of all, the restaurant is gorgeous. All these windows with view of sand palms and water, the sun coming in, of course, and And if you live in the north, always that's a big event in itself.
Especially in the wintertime.
That's right. The dishes were this royal blue and sunshine yellow. So just the dishes were spectacular. And the best food, I'm not exaggerating, it was the best brunch I've ever had. It was a buffet, and you go in the kitchen with the chef, and what choices, things you wouldn't imagine. Chinese black mushrooms, crab, plantains, black bean cake. I was asking my daughter, what was a highlight for you? And she actually said the asparagus wrapped in the bacon. And that surprised me because, you know, it seems like a small thing that is fabulously prepared. Sushi, they had rack of lamb. And they had eggs Benedict, of course, but with lobster and Belgian waffles, more, and unlimited complimentary champagne. It was a very, very unusual brunch. And the other place, which was a surprise to me, and maybe I'm naive, but a very, very fine Japanese restaurant. I don't know if you're a fan of Japanese food. Are you sushi fans?
I'm actually allergic to all forms of seafood. So,
so a quick death for you if you go. But I didn't expect sushi in Orlando to be so top of the line. First of all, the decor of this place called Kimonos. It's at the Swan Hotel, which is part of the Disney complex, and again, that made me think maybe it wouldn't be the best sushi, the best fun, but maybe not the best sushi, but it was very tasteful. Fabulous fresh sea bass and finely chopped chicken with shiitake mushrooms. Now, the test of this was that my daughter brought her varsity football friend, and he wasn't he was more a meat and potato kind of guy, and he had fabulous time. And I mentioned before the hotel restaurant, Kokina's, that was at the Hyatt Grand Cypress. And I chose that very carefully. This place is an antidote to Disney. There are more than 1,000 acres. It's like a hotel in the middle of nature. Right there, off the highway, there's a lake and plants and palms and pine woods. Hard to believe that you're right near Disney World. Really a hideaway. There are trails for riding, and the whole place had the feel of old Florida, banana trees and bromeliads. Now, what is interesting is this place has all the resort stuff without the clamor. They have little boats on the lake, and they have several swimming pools, great golf and tennis courts. Now, we didn't really do much. The pools were lovely with grottos and rope bridges and so forth, but so beautiful. This is what I did. You won't believe it. Low-tech activities. Along the edge of the lake, there were hammocks. Need I say more?
Oh, just relaxing, right? Just thinking about it.
Yeah, one of those big North Carolina rope hammocks. I lay down, and where in Orlando can you lie down and hear birds? Not the kind that theme parks have, the mechanical birds. And seawater and woods. Now, the facilities are great. It's really something you can't, there are other great hotels down there, but you can't get this anywhere else. All nature. And the staff was lovely. The concierge desk found things, anything for you. You know, when you walk in, they know your name, and they could tell that I was a real urban type. They directed me to the Starbucks stand in the lobby that opened at 7 a.m. and made sure that I got my northern newspapers right away. So that was great. Now, there's a hotel that I mentioned where Kimonos is, and I didn't stay there. It's called the Swan and Dolphin. It's a Disney hotel, and it is supposed to be the most upscale of the Disney hotels. So I got to see it. It's actually built in the geographic center of Disney World. If you had a compass and you stood there, you would be, you know, the epicenter of the Disney...
The whole activity center, yeah.
The Disney universe. The hotel itself is this luminous peach and teal, beautiful, and it has 56-foot-high swans decorating the top of it. Now, this is a very child-centered hotel. For example, if you go to breakfast there, and as I said, we didn't do this. We hope to stay there sometime. They'll have Goofy going around from table to table at breakfast. It has a theme park feel, but very upscale clientele. And I'm hoping to find out more about that sometime. It looked great, really. And you know, everything, I never thought that I'd be raving about Orlando. You know, I've gone to places like Destin, as you know, a little offbeat off the beaten.
You tend to be the exotic travel correspondent.
Well, I lately I've been exotic Florida, exotic domestic. But I also discovered, because I'm doing some domestic travel and hope to do more this summer, JetBlue.
Oh, yes.
Great airline. Oh, yes. Some of our other correspondents, like Jerry Wagschall, swears by them. He loves them.
Now, they've got a special on until May 20th, $69 US, one way, New York to Orlando. Very frequent flights from New York. They're wonderful. They were fun. They were joking. And I'm not, I fly a lot, but I'm, you know that I have fear of flying. I've talked to you about that before. But they were very relaxed. And my daughter pointed out they have the best stuff to buy. In their catalog, they have had a flight attendant bag from 1950s, a retro flight attendant bag. And, of course, if you're coming from Canada, Air Canada is always great. Air Canada flies twice a day from Toronto to Orlando.
Sure.
On their summer schedule, which I think that started April 6th.
Right, just the first week of April, most destinations go to the spring-summer schedule.
Right, so I'm sure that's a quick hop there, and they always offer the same great service on that route. So I think there's just so much left to do.
And you'll have to go back. What's on your agenda for next visit? If you were going in 3-4 months, repeat visit to Orlando, what would you want to
put on
your...
I'll tell you what I would do. I would try that Swan and Dolphin Hotel, although I love that Hyatt Grand Cypress. I heard you... I've never done the swimming with the dolphins, and I'd love to do that. Now, in Orlando, you can swim with sharks. That's not for me.
No, that's
I feel like I do that all the time at work.
I didn't know the American Bar Association had a permanent presence in Orlando.
I was about to say something like that.
Just for an odd experience, I heard there's a Holy Land theme park there.
Holy Land, oh.
Yes, it's called the Holy Land Experience. A kind of, you go back when the Romans ruled and Jesus Christ walked the earth. And I think that would be a kind of odd thing. And, of course, I'd like to see an Orlando Magic game.
Oh, definitely. Orlando Magic. Or we could see the Orlando Magic playing at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, Utah, against the Utah Jazz.
Oh, you did? Did you do that?
No, actually, I was attending Novell's Brain Share, and I actually got a, well, all the Novell and people got together. They had a private concert from Huey Lewis in the News, actually.
Wow, what a trip.
And you do know Willem, who the owner of the Orlando Magic is?
No.
Rich DeVos. Uh-huh. The founder of Amway Corporation. Yes.
Oh, no.
And you, too, can be Double Diamond, yes.
Yes, Amway is the other Holy Land experience.
Yeah.
Queen with Amway.
Holes in your pockets. Yeah.
And the last thing, probably, is I would like to check out Celebration. Do you know that community? It's a planned Disney community. Real people live there. And everything was very, very organized. It's a suburban housing development, I guess you'd call it. Mm-hmm. But it's all created as a Disney project. And I think it would be quite interesting to go and see that. Lots of things to do.
Probably neat to go visit a place like that. I tell you one thing, Judith, it's the lucky person who gets to travel with you because you do such exciting things.
I wouldn't do them if I couldn't share them with you guys.
Well, I'm happy that you do.
Talk to you soon.
Oh, looking forward to it. And you can get more information from the Orlando Convention and Visitors Bureau, www.orlandoinfo.com, 1-800-646-2087. And for more information on the Hyatt properties in the greater Orlando area, www.hyatt.com, 1-888-591-1234. Speaking today with Judith Ritter about her experiences in Orlando. When we come back after the break, Doug Long, Maury Mosto, Maui, Hawaii, one of the Hawaiian islands that I don't think we've ever talked about on Travel World. We've done the Big Island of Hawaii, we've done Oahu, but hey, we'll talk about Maui today when we come back. Stay listening.
It's a Travel World radio show.
Across America via satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace.
Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspect stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
This song reminds me of fun places to go. Welcome back to Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford, because we got guests online who are talking about a really cool place.
Yeah, I'm here today with travel writers Doug and Maury, who have just returned from the beautiful island of Maui, Hawaii, where every day is a beautiful day, days to have fun. So what were you guys up to during your stay there?
Well, Stephen, we spent several weeks touring Maui and discovered that every spot offers something quite different and special. Apart from its glorious weather, Maui has something for everyone.
No wonder Maui has been voted best island in the world since 1994 by Condé Nast Traveler magazine.
If you like action, lots of people, and activities, you'll love Kanapali. Maui's first master planned resort area.
That's Kanapali, Doug. Your Hawaiian is as bad as your French.
Merci, Cherie.
Kanapali's slogan, where the world comes to play, really says it all.
You'll find half a dozen luxury hotels and four condominium complexes set on 3 unbroken miles of white sand beach.
One of the longest and most beautiful beaches on Maui.
You can snorkel, parasail, kayak, boogie board, windsurf, jet ski, sail, play tennis,
or golf at Kanapali's 2 championship courses.
At night, there's entertainment galore.
Luau's.
Hula shows.
A sugar train ride, dinner theater at the Hyatt Regency.
And much more.
Pamper yourself at a hotel spa or get married, as many do, right on the beach or in any of the beautifully manicured hotel gardens. Experience the culture of aloha at daily scheduled activities throughout the resort. In addition to hula lessons, shows, and musical performances, you can take classes in such Hawaiian arts as quilting, lei making, and lohala weaving with palm fronds. At Maui's most Hawaiian hotel, the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, I took a hula class along with a group of children and their parents. The hotel sponsors a unique Aloha Passport program that rewards children with gifts and recognition for joining in the hotel's cultural activities.
It's a great way to keep the kids busy and happy.
On the lawn, in bare feet, I struggled to follow the hula instructor's swaying motions to the Hukilau song. Afterwards, she showed us vintage photos of a Hukilau in the early 1900s and told us about the daily Hukilau in her village when she was growing up. A Hukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat. Every morning, Hawaiian villagers, from children to grandparents, would spread a large net in the ocean. At the end of the day, they would all return to pull in the catch and share it among every family in the village. I was entranced by the whole thing, the dancing and the lecture.
You also hula'd up an appetite, doll, so we'd have tried the delicious traditional Hawaiian food at the affordable all-you-can-eat buffet at the Kanapali Mixed Plate Restaurant in the hotel. For 2 consecutive years, readers of the local paper, the Maui News, have voted it the best Hawaiian food on Maui.
This hotel is a special place because of its Po'okela program, which holds mandatory classes for its staff in Hawaiian culture and attitudes. Guests are invited to attend, too, and the passport program for kids and parents is a natural extension of Po'okela. Director Lori Sablis explained this Hawaiian cultural program to us with almost messianic zeal. While the Kanapali Beach Hotel is low-key and unpretentious, its staff are exceptionally friendly and attentive.
Instead of waterfalls and water slides, you'll find a swimming pool on a large lawn with lots of mature trees so you can pull your lounge chair into the shade for a sunburn-free nap.
There's so much to do in Kanapali, but first I had to pry Doug out of his lounge chair by the pool. Many of Kanapali's hotels look like aquaparks, with elaborate water slides, swim-through grottos, swim-up bars, waterfalls, rapids, you name it. At the Westin where we stayed, there were 5 swimming pools, some of them interconnected, and 1 reserved for adults only.
Thank goodness.
One thing I particularly like about Kanapali is walking the beachfront path that runs the entire length of the resort, from hotel to hotel.
For shopping, we simply followed the path to Whaler's Village, also right on the beach.
Another plus is that many of the boat tours, whale watching, snorkeling, fishing, pull right up on the beach to pick you up so you don't have to drive to the harbor in nearby Lahaina.
Now there's a happening place.
Lahaina, an old whaling village and former capital of the Hawaiian kingdom, retains much of its historic charm. Its old wooden buildings, now housing boutiques and some fabulous restaurants, are packed together.
Just like the pedestrians on the sidewalks.
Head for Wharf Street near the harbor where you'll find a centuries-old banyan tree that covers an entire square. This is where I always collapse and take a break from the tropical sun.
One of the largest banyan trees in the world provides shade for dozens of craftspeople and artists who showcase their wares in the park on weekends.
Banyan Tree Park is the hub of the town and the spot where most of Lahaina's festivals, music, and cultural events are held.
Practically every week of every month of the year. All this, combined with uncountable shops, restaurants, beachfront bars, and dance clubs, make Lahaina the fun capital of Maui.
There are numerous historic sites in Lahaina, too, many within a short walk from Banyan Petra Park. Just across the street is Hawaii's oldest operating hotel, the quaint Pioneer Inn. It's a good place to pick up a free copy of the Maui Historical Walking Guide, which features maps, photos, and stories of both Lahaina and Kanapali.
With this excellent little booklet, you can easily find everything worth discovering.
While Doug napped under the banyan tree, I had the rare pleasure of being guided by the author herself, Joan McKelvey. At 77, this energetic woman had me panting in her wake as we strode from one historical site to the next. What a trip through history in record time that was. Then, from Lahaina, we embarked on our trilogy day cruise to the island of Lanai. We'll tell you all about that trip and our stay on the island of Molokai later in the show, so stay tuned to Travel World Radio.
Let's not forget Hannah.
That's Hannah, Doug, and it's better known as Heavenly Hannah. I'm embarrassed to admit that after we checked into the hotel Hana Maui at the Hana Ranch, even after being welcomed with an orchid lei and a tray of juice and a cool washcloth, I asked the concierge, "So, what's heavenly about it?" She just shrugged and looked at me blankly like, "Duh, take a look around you." Then I walked into our ultra-luxurious plantation-style cottage, out onto our large private deck with its own hot tub, looked out at the ocean and at the tropical beauty all around, took in the utter peace and tranquility of the place. There are no TVs, radios, or clocks in the rooms, and then I got it. Hana is where you can experience the slow pace of life in Hawaii as it used to be, in the most gorgeous pastoral surroundings.
Hana is in the rainforest part of the island, so everything is lush and green. The road to Hana is a series of winding hairpin turns on a narrow road through some of the most spectacular scenery on the island. But the trip isn't for the faint of heart.
It took us 3 hours, but it can take all day if you stop at the many waterfalls and scenic lookouts along the way.
The Hotel Hana Maui's 66-acre property is carved out of the 4,000-acre working Hana ranch, so cows and calves graze contentedly in front of the hotel.
I always feel better when there are cows around.
A 2-mile walking trail leads through the pasture.
You have to open and lock all the gates behind you, but the cows move off the path when they see you coming.
Many people only drive to Hana for the day and then drive back.
What a mistake.
To really appreciate the tranquil beauty of this place, spend at least 3 nights.
Preferably at the Hotel Hana Maui.
Yes, we definitely suggest the Hotel Hana Maui.
Absolutely.
Why that hotel in particular, Maury?
For one really good reason, Stephen.
It's the only hotel in Hana.
Fortunately, it's quite spectacular. Everything except meals is included in your room rate.
Snacks and drinks in your room.
The use of tennis rackets, snorkeling gear.
Even bicycles.
Beach towels, parasols, and lounge chairs at Hamoa Beach, one of the most gorgeous beaches in Hawaii.
Where they shuttle you back and forth.
The hotel has a wellness center, a spa, yoga, a 3-hole pitch and putt, all kinds of social activities for adults and kids. It's really the greatest place with the friendliest staff and people.
You don't even have to drive to Hana.
In fact, there are 3 flights a day from Kaualui Airport and 2 from Honolulu on Oahu. The hotel picks up guests at the Hana Airport in a red 1932 Packard Jitney. We took it to the regular Wednesday night reception held for staff and guests at the plantation house up the hill from the hotel.
From Hana, you can backtrack to the sea caves and arches at Wainama Whatchamacallit State Park, or hike to the waterfalls of Kapalulu and swim in their freshwater pools.
Okay, Doug, enough already. It's Hana, not Hana. It's Wainapanapa, not Wainama Whatchamacallit, and Kapahulu, not Kapalulu.
Okay, doll, I'll leave the next bunch of names to you.
If you push on like we did, you can drive right around the island to the Tedeschi Wineries in upcountry Maui, where we stopped to taste homegrown wine, champagnes, and even pineapple wine. We continued to the cowboy town of Makawao, the funky hippie town of Paea, and finally back to our home base in Wailea.
Wailea is Maui's upscale inn spot, with multi-million-dollar homes, condos, and 5-star resorts for the rich and famous. One of Wailea's best-kept secrets is Diamond Resort, perched on a hillside overlooking Wailea. This elegant Japanese-style inn, complete with an onsen, or mineral bath, is a favorite of Japanese tourists.
Its 2 Japanese restaurants include Lagunji, where your chef slices, dices, and grills your meal teppanyaki style in front of you,
and the Taiko restaurant, where we chose to sample the more traditional Japanese menu. Taiko's impressive dining hall with a 40-foot-high vaulted ceiling overlooks waterfall gardens and a sunset ocean view.
Taiko's surf and turf menu ranges from fresh island ahi, or tuna, to roasted lamb chops and pomery mustard sauce.
Exotic items, at least to my palate, include pickled octopus and jellyfish.
Doug balked at the sushi appetizers until he discovered that only Japanese sashimi is made exclusively with raw fish.
So we tried the ebi, cooked shrimp sushi, and aigamo, or duck breast teriyaki. Both were light and scrumptious.
I opted for a very traditional Japanese dish called kamo nabe, a succulent breast of duck with vegetables and tofu in a shoyu or soy soup base.
I was delighted with my order of daiyaki, a Taiko restaurant exclusive. Our charming Japanese waitress brought me a beautifully arranged tray of beef, lobster tail, and vegetables along with a miniature hibachi. As we watched the setting sun color the sky a rich coral, I happily seared and enjoyed my meal daiyaki style.
Fresh local ingredients make Taiko a wonderful dining experience.
Practice your chopstick skills before dining at Taiko because you won't be offered a knife or fork.
But we're out of time, Stephen, so we'll tell you more about Wailea and the Hawaiian islands of Lanai and Molokai after the break.
Meanwhile, listeners can check out our Maui web links at www.dougandmori.com.
Mori is spelled M-O-R-R-I.
That's Doug and M-O-R-R-I.com.
Thanks, Doug and Mori. We'll look forward to hearing more about Wailea, Lani, and Mauke.
No, Stephen, it's Wailea, Lanai, and Molokai.
I see your problem, Doug. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Doug and Mori and Maui on the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. LibertyWorks Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show.
VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Yes, the old standby. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem back as Stephen Pickford. Special guests Doug and Mori online, Steve.
Yeah, we're back with travel writers Doug and Mori, who escaped winter on the beautiful tropical island of Maui, Hawaii. I know you guys have been wintering in Maui for many years, so why did you do anything new this trip?
Yes, Stephen, for the first time ever, we visited two of Maui's out islands.
Lanai and Molokai.
The Hawaiian county of Maui includes several islands, all visible from different points on Maui itself.
There are three inhabited islands, Maui, Lanai, and Molokai, plus the uninhabited island of Ko'olawe and almost submerged crater of Molokini,
which is one of North America's top 10 dive spots.
From the Maui towns of Lahaina and Ka'anapali, the islands of Lanai and Molokai look to be just a swim away. But in fact, it took us 20 minutes by plane to get to Molokai and 3 hours to get to Lanai by catamaran from Lahaina.
That's because we kept stopping along the way to watch whales. The nonstop ferry to Lanai only takes about 45 minutes, which still makes it an impossibly long swim.
Good point, Doug. More about those trips in a minute.
First, we want to tell you about where we stayed in Maui.
It's called Wailea, an upscale enclave that is the in spot on the island for the rich and famous.
And for the wannabe rich and famous.
Like us.
Where exactly on Maui is Wailea?
It's on the southwest flank of the dormant Haleakala volcano, Stephen, between the bustling commercial town of Kihei to the north and McKenna, with its golf courses and black sand beaches, to the south.
A paved desert road runs for a few miles south of McKenna, ending at the last lava flow to erupt on the island.
This scenic road winds along the coast through thousands of acres of solidified lava fields. From some vantage points, you can see the huge cinder cone from where the lava poured out only 300 short years ago.
Back at Wailea are a half dozen first-class resorts, all on huge, beautifully landscaped acreage. All but one of them borders some of the most beautiful white sand beaches I've ever seen.
In between are low-rise luxury condos and a gorgeous new two-story Mediterranean-style shopping mall called The Shops at Wailea.
Talk about upscale. You'll find Tiffany's, Gucci, Cartier, Louis Vuitton, Dolce & Gabbana, Miu Miu, Fendi.
Plus great restaurants, free entertainment, you name it.
What I love about the five-star resorts in Wailea is their two-mile beachfront walkway, where you can enjoy spectacular vistas of the West Maui Mountains and nearby islands of Lanai and Molokini, and the inevitable display of cavorting whales in the winter and spring. We also like to snorkel at the very accessible reefs in the area. An absolute must-see is the Maui Ocean Center in Maialea Bay in central Maui.
This fantastic facility has dozens of pools and aquariums, including a spectacular 750,000-gallon tank that puts you eyeball to eyeball with sharks, stingrays, and thousands of tropical fish. When we walked through the tank's 50-foot underwater glass tunnel, two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes, so we got a terrific close-up view of their mouths, gills, underbellies, and stingers.
I really enjoyed seeing all the fish that we've discovered on our local reefs, along with many species we may never see.
Like sharks and stingrays.
Right. This is a great way to see everything up close and personal without getting wet.
Or stung.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too, or to anyone who knows about them and signs up. The Grand Wailea, for example, offers a free garden tour of its magnificent 40-acre estate, ending in its tropical orchard where you can pick and sample whatever is in season.
I picked guava, grapefruit, Suriname cherries,
and jabo tacabo, a weird Indonesian fruit that grows directly out of the tree's bark and look and taste like a grape.
The Grand Wailea also offers a free tour of its $30 million art collection of paintings, sculptures, murals, and artifacts.
Picasso, Leger, Warhol rub shoulders with Hawaiian and Pacific region artists like Satoru Abe and Shiga Yamade.
Just call the Grand Wailea's concierge desk to book these free guided tours.
What other good freebies did you find?
The Fairmont Kealani Resort has a really fun freebie they call a Hawaiian canoe experience.
I can never resist a freebie, so we signed up.
Our canoe guide and instructor,
Kimo Keo,
a respected Maui community and cultural leader,
told us all about the history of the outrigger canoe and its importance in Hawaiian heritage.
After teaching us the basics of paddling, he took a group of us out in the hotel's six-man outrigger racing canoe. As we paddled at a brisk racing pace, Kimokei sung out traditional Hawaiian chants,
which we repeated line by line after him. That'll do, Doug.
At strategic intervals, the Hawaiians on board blew their conch shells. Conch shells to announce our arrival at a neighboring beach. We saw fish, turtles, even a diver, as we paddled through crystal clear waters up to 60 feet deep, about 1,000 yards from shore.
The whole amazing experience took about 45 minutes.
All that exercise made us ravenous, so we decided to refuel at our favorite all-you-can-eat dinner buffet at the Palm Court in the Renaissance Wailea Beach Resort.
Under the direction of executive chef Manfred Jonas, we feasted on prime rib, shrimp, crab, sashimi, a huge selection of salads, hot dishes, plus a large, mouth-watering variety of French cakes and pastries, fruit mousses, lots of fresh fruit and berries, top-quality chocolate, and cheeses.
Then there's the Humakumanukapupawapapapapa at the Grand Wailea Resort.
Nice try, Doug. The Humakumanukapupawa is the Hawaiian state fish, the trigger fish. If you can't pronounce this 21-letter word, you'll never pass as a Maui local.
It's also the name of the open-air Polynesian-style restaurant at the Grand Wailea.
Known simply as the Humahuma, this restaurant floats in a lagoon stocked with over 50 kinds of tropical fish.
Its marvelous sunset view makes this restaurant one of our favorites for a romantic evening out.
As appetizers, we highly recommend the ahi lemongrass traps and the coconut prawns.
As a main course, try the fresh Pacific spiny lobster.
You can choose your own spiny lobster from traps in the lagoon or use a long-handled net to catch one.
Either way, it will arrive at your table cooked to perfection.
And tasty. If you like lobster, you'll love the Pacific spiny.
As much as we enjoy Wailea's style and good taste, we also love the tranquility and isolation of Maui's less visited areas.
So we were anxious to get away to the smaller islands of Lanai and Molokai.
In Lahaina, we boarded a Trilogy catamaran for a day tour of Lanai. Trilogy runs an absolutely first-class tour. The food was gourmet.
The enthusiastic young crew was courteous and knowledgeable.
The boat stable, comfortable.
And sparkling clean.
We headed off before dawn and returned about 4:30 after a scrumptious barbecue lunch at Trilogy's new pavilion on Lanai. Along the way, humpback whales' mothers and their newborn calves put on breathtaking displays of tail-slapping, breaching, and spouting.
Since by law you can't get closer than 100 yards, the boat had to stop whenever it spotted some. The whales don't know about the distance rule, so they often come very close. When a whole pod surrounds a boat, it's called a mugging, and the boat can't start its engines until the whales have moved off.
Which takes as long as the whales want it to take.
At Lanai, we docked at Manele Bay and then headed to the utterly gorgeous Hulopoe Beach, where people went snorkeling, scuba diving, or lounged around. We went exploring along the cliffs and tide pools and then to the super luxury Manele Bay Hotel, perched on the cliffs at the other end of the white sand beach. Because of the relative isolation of Lanai, it's a favorite getaway for celebrities seeking privacy.
Bill Gates took over the whole island for his wedding.
We took a good look around the lobby and pool at the Manele Bay Hotel, but didn't spot any movie stars that day.
At least none we recognized.
After a morning of swimming and sunbathing, we loaded into vans for a fascinating island tour from a native Lanaian who drilled us on the correct pronunciation of Hawaiian place names. Lessons that Doug badly needs.
Mahalo, doll.
That means thank you in Hawaiian, and of course, it's pronounced mahalo, not mahulu.
Mahalo, babe.
Well done, Doug. There may be hope for you yet.
Since there are only two major hotels, 28 miles of road, no traffic, one small town, and fewer than 3,000 inhabitants, we saw most of Lanai in about 90 minutes.
The rest of the 141-square-mile island is only accessible by off-road vehicles. Since the vast pineapple plantations on Lanai closed in the 80s, tourism has become the island's main industry. Both the Manele Bay Hotel and the Lodge at Kauai are expensive, world-class resorts that have made Condé Nast Traveler's Gold List of the world's best places to stay.
Golf courses designed by Greg Norman and Jack Nicklaus help make Lanai a golfer's paradise. One signature hole requires a 200-yard tee shot across the ocean.
A few days later, we took off for our second out-island adventure to Molokai, where no building is allowed to be taller than a coconut tree,
where there are no traffic lights,
no elevators,
and no shopping malls.
Birthplace of the hula, Molokai boasts the world's highest sea cliffs, the longest waterfall, and some of the friendliest people, half of whom have native Hawaiian ancestry. We stayed at the luxurious Sheraton Molokai Lodge and Beach Village on the 54,000-acre working Molokai Ranch, where the stop signs read, "Whoa," instead of "stop."
The ranch-style country lodge is perched 1,200 feet above sea level with a view of grazing horses and the ocean.
Absolutely stunning.
Down at the beach village 9 miles away, guests are housed in luxurious tentalos, basically two canvas bedrooms with a wooden open-air shower and bathroom, set on a large raised wooden deck with its own covered picnic table. At the eco-sensitive beach village, the electricity comes from solar panels, the toilets are composting, and the hot water is solar heated.
But you don't exactly rough it. All your meals are trucked down from the hotel and served in a Polynesian-style pavilion on the beach. What you get, without TVs, phones, radios, or even hair dryers, is utter peace and quiet.
The rustle of the wind, the songs of native birds, the roar of the surf.
And nights so dark you can actually enjoy the stars.
Guests can stay at the lodge.
or at the Beach Village and take advantage of all the facilities of both. This resort offers a wide range of guided activities from mountain biking, snorkeling, kayaking, and horseback riding to hiking and cultural activities.
We were also shown around Molokai by Ed Medeiros, one of the island's most enterprising businessmen. He drove us along the south shore past dozens of old Hawaiian fish ponds, many now being reclaimed, along the twisty oceanfront road to its end at the golden beach of the Halawa Valley.
From there, it's a three-mile hike along ancient trails to two silver waterfalls and a blue swimming lagoon. This lush valley was one of the first on the island to be inhabited by Polynesian voyagers.
Then we headed up to Palau'u State Park and hiked in the rain to the cliff overlooking the isolated beauty of the Kalaupapa Peninsula, site of a leper colony in the 1800s.
Unfortunately, we couldn't see too much because of the rain and fog.
But the next day, on the flight back to Maui, we had a superb view of the peninsula, which many people visit by mule ride down a hairpin trail.
Well, Doug and Maury, sounds like you two had quite a winter escape there. For more information about Maui, Molokai, and Lanai?
Well said, Stephen.
Thank you, Maury. Check out the web links at dougandmaury.com.
Maury spelled M-O-R-R-I.
That's www.dougandmaury.com. For Travel World, I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Next week, more fun right here on Cab Radio Network.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders.